It's not cheap to run for elected office. Park City mayoral candidate Andy Bierman is approaching the $30,000 mark in cash and in-kind services for running his campaign so far.
I'm somewhere right around $20,000 at this point in cash and probably another seven or eight in trade. And my top three contributors have been Bill White, a local restaurateur, Dick Roth, a local environmentalist, and then I've got two tied for third place, owner over at the Treasure Mountain Inn. His name's Dave Bednarik, and then Mark Stemmler, a neighbor of mine on Park Avenue.
As the CEO of the Treasure Mountain Inn, Bierman says he's had to hand over his marketing and financial duties to his wife and business partner, and they've had to hire additional staff to fulfill his city council obligations. He says it would be the same if he was elected mayor.
The short answer is yes, I believe I'm prepared. It is going to put some pressures on my life. I'm probably going to have to give up some of the bike rides and skiing I love, but I am committed and I think I can handle the schedule.
Yeah. So can you handle the part-time pay, though?
I'm not doing the job for the pay. I have other revenue sources coming from my day job at the hotel, and certainly the pay helps supplement the fact I've had to hire an extra employee to replace me, but I'm not doing it for the money.
Bierman will wait for a commission recommendation before saying whether Park City elected officials should be paid more to ensure that it doesn't limit residents who may have to work full-time but may also be interested in serving. Still, he says service to him does imply some sacrifice.
I don't think you are going to get compensated commensurate with what the job is. On the other hand, I think there's a good argument that there are people that cannot afford those positions that would be qualified and should be able to run. So it'll be interesting to see what the commission comes back with, and I will hold off on an answer till I see what they bring to us.
Bierman's campaign theme has been people, planet, profit. He says that jives nicely with the city's goals, and while he doesn't think profit has to mean greed and selfishness, it does mean being successful with the bottom line.
As far as the profit as a word goes, it can be a little controversial. Maybe in retrospect, I would have used prosperity. But at the end of the day, money is one of the drivers in this community. And if we don't have money, we can't fund our nonprofits, we can't fund our infrastructure. And so it's something we have to have a conversation about.
Bierman has touted his efforts in sustainability both as a council member and in his place of business, and he says if elected, he would absolutely support a ban on wood-burning stoves and fireplaces in Park City.
I think we need to get much more aggressive on climate change, and that's an easy one to tackle. Obviously, it's not something we'd do overnight. We would probably have to grandfather them or phase them out over a period of time, so I'd have to see a review on that and consider all the consequences.
While some have called Bierman out of place for putting his campaign signs on property owned by those proposing the biggest development projects in town, Treasure and Bonanza, he says he has a lot of friends who offered to post his signs and he owes them nothing but thanks.
Just because I have signs in these people's yards doesn't mean I'm in their pocket. When I'm up at the city, I'm going to represent the city to the best of my ability. I believe I'm a strong negotiator, and I've made my success in business through strong negotiations, and that's something I hope I can bring to the city.
Bierman thinks the biggest difference between himself and his opponent, Jack Thomas, is that he is for solutions. His opponent, he says, is bogged down in the process.
I think I'm the candidate that is looking forward and looking at a broad-based approach and offering solutions. My opponent has spent a lot of time talking about process. But I think our process is pretty good. Our outgoing mayor and prior councils have worked very hard to put a process out there that's transparent and thorough, and we can have citizen engagement. There's always room for improvement. But I think we need to be focused on solutions. We need to be looking forward and determining what this town's going to look like, or it's going to get done to us.
While his opponent would like to keep Park City a small town, literally, Bierman says it's too late. Even though small town may be one of the core values of the city's general plan, Bierman says he can no longer see ourselves as a small town.
This notion of us literally being a small town has passed. The Olympics was definitely the turning point. We've become an international destination, and we have tons of people coming here. I think it's close to 3 million every year visit the greater Park City area. And so in the city has to operate like a mid-sized city, not a small town, both in terms of our budget and in terms of the infrastructure and the transportation and services we need to provide. So I think it's misleading to call ourselves a small town in that sense. I think what we really value as a community is we've stayed tight. We've got locals events. We still frequent local businesses. We haven't been overrun by chains. And that's what gives us our sense of community.
That's Park City mayoral candidate Andy Bierman. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.